Let's talk about a good old-fashioned science fiction film, The Martian.
Okay.
Filmed by Ridley Scott, looks fantastic, based on the best-selling self-published novel by Andy Weir, and pretty much starring Matt Damon, who steals the show.
Well, really. He does. He's the main...
Protagonist.
He's the main character in most of it, so yes.
Now, it has three important things about it. It has a sense of wonder. It's very much like the 1940s SF stories, you know. A hero with a bit of brain survives, sorts out the problems and continues. It has a fine sense of humour.
That's true.
And Matt Damon does a very nice job as he records his monologues. And it has a sense of style. And I blame that entirely on Ridley Scott.
Yeah, well, he does do that.
The basic storyline is fairly simple. There's a manned mission to Mars. There's this huge sandstorm. They have to flee Mars, else the rocket will be destroyed. And due to some kind of accident, they leave a hero behind on Mars and they think he's dead. So,
yeah,
there's no point worrying about it. He got done in the storm. He's lost. They had to leave before the whole craft topples over. So that's the story. And the question then is, how does our hero survive on Mars?
Through science!
Of course, through science. And what's more, he's a botanist on Mars. So, yeah, it's not the science that was really hot in the 1940s, but the film looks quite stunning. It was shot in the Wadi Rum, the Valley of the Moon in Jordan, which has been used for shots in Lawrence of Arabia, amongst other films. Mm-hmm. Also Prometheus, but it's nowhere near as interesting a movie. And it's doubled for Mars in three or four recent Mars movies, Red Planet, etc. And they recoloured it to make it, the sand look redder in the sky, a different colour, because we know what Mars looks like nowadays.
They just go around and paint the sand.
Yeah,
that's right. They're doing that, because that's how you would do it. Well, maybe it's not, but that's what I picture it. I like the picture of somebody's job it is to spray paint the sand.
Fair enough. No, I can see that, yeah.
And the story's basically about what happens to our hero on Mars and whether he gets rescued or not.
Yeah.
Here's the spoiler. He survives. They rescue him. There are a few hiccups along the way. Yeah. And Jeff Daniels plays the chief of staff of NASA. And he has to scheme and decide whether or not to let the crew who've left the planet know that he's still alive.
That's kind of the secondary story, is the politics around.
Yeah.
You know, how you deal with, okay, we've told the world that one of the astronauts is dead. Ah, crap. Look, one of the astronauts isn't dead. Ah, crap. How do we tell them what we're going to do? Ah, crap. So it was a lot of that, basically.
Ah, crap. We've got to go rescue them.
So that's the secondary
story. We don't want to see
them
starving. Yeah. So there's lots of interesting things there, including the fact the Martian spaceship actually has artificial gravity, Hermes. The spaceship, and they do it by having a long needle and then a rotating rings around the needle that generate artificial gravity.
Reminds me of Babylon 5.
Yeah, and basically, it turns out that they need to rotate at a certain speed to get 0.4G. I think was the gravity they got in the novel. But there are a few silly things about the whole thing, including the fact, they do some clever things about establishing contact again and getting communication, sending messages between our stranded astronaut, hero, botanist and NASA control. But of all things, to use hexadecimal codes? I'm sorry, it just seems silly.
Hexadecimal was cool. I'd use hexadecimal.
Yeah, well, that's one for the geeks.
You wouldn't mistakenly understand your message,
well,
would
absolutely
you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, anyone could listen in, of course. Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you want to make it somewhat of a
like, I'll admit, I don't know what hexadecimal code is. I gathered what it was, but, you know, it wouldn't have been where my brain would have gone in terms of...
binary.
But that takes an awfully long time.
No. There was some visual component here, which was why, you know, he figured 26 letters in the alphabet too many. That's why he went for the hexadecimal. It's not necessarily what I would have chosen, but,
Anyway, the other silly thing in there...
Could have gone with octadecimal.
Octal, I believe, is the phrase you're looking for. Yes. The silly thing is our hippie astrophysicist who's calculating orbital physics and stuff decides to check his astronavigation. Oh, he behaved like it. So what does he do? He breaks into a top security computer bank and he connects his laptop to the server by a cable. I'm sorry. He's already got security clearance. He could have just...
He didn't break in. There was no breaking in.
He snuck in to plug his...
I think he just saw him while he was in there.
He would have had the appropriate permissions just to connect via the internet. Okay, I'm sorry. It was just a silly thing.
Is it as silly as dropping a USB cable from the top of an aeroplane while you race underneath it in another car so that you can plug it in and download something?
Thankfully, no.
There you go.
Thankfully, no. It's an entertaining movie. We won't give away too many spoilers.
No.
But, they run into a few problems launching the rescue mission, including their new craft blowing up on the launch pad. And of all things, they have to...
Spoilers.
These are spoilers. All right, I won't tell you anymore. It's a good movie. And what I really love is in the Hermes, because they've got zero-G segments and gravity segments, you see these people just swimming along and suddenly reversing and dropping down because of the rotational acceleration gravity.
That's true. That's very
And it
cool.
looks very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a fine movie. It has a nice sense of humour and it's well worth seeing.
And intelligent people too, which is always
mostly cool. Intelligent people. Except the hexadecimal.
Oh, yeah, no.